This is a Davin Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, LeBette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Fall is quickly approaching, and with fall comes breeding season for sheep and goats. August is a good time to start making plans for breeding season, if you haven't done so already, and to evaluate your does and ewes to make sure they are in good condition before breeding. Does and ewes that have good body condition are more likely to be bred and successfully have lambs or kids in the spring. The body condition score of does and ewes should be evaluated before breeding season. Body condition refers to the fleshiness of an animal. To know the body condition score of a doe or ewe, producers should feel over the ribs and on either side of the spine by pressing down with their fingers to determine the amount of fat cover a goat or sheep has. After feeling the amount of fat cover, a body condition score can be given. For sheep and goats, body condition scores are given on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being emaciated and 5 being obese. Does and ewes should have a body condition score of 2.5 to 3.5 at the beginning of breeding season. If does and ewes become too thin, failure to reproduce, low twinning rates, and low weaning weights can be a result. If they are too fat, it can result in does and ewes developing pregnancy toxemia or having trouble giving birth. If does and ewes have a body condition score lower than 2.5, they need to be placed on good quality pasture and or supplemented with grain. Grain that has a crude protein level of 10 to 12% should be supplemented at a rate of 0.5 to 1 pound of grain per head per day for at least 2 to 4 weeks before the start of breeding season. Increasing the amount of grain fed before breeding season is also referred to as flushing and can increase the lambing and kidding percentage and the number of females cycling earlier in the breeding season. Bucks and rams should also be examined prior to breeding season. Their body conditions should be determined the same way it is for does and ewes. Prior to breeding, bucks and rams should have a body condition score of 3 to 3.5. If bucks and rams are too thin during breeding season, they will have decreased stamina, which can lead to a longer lambing and kidding period. However, if rams and bucks are over-conditioned, they may lack vigor to breed large numbers of does and ewes. If rams and bucks are too thin, they should be given supplemental feed starting roughly a month before breeding season to increase their body condition and ensure they are in good physical shape. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Davin Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.